You're listening to SBS News.
Iran's hardline judiciary chief, now president-elect, will take office at a critical time for the country. At his first press conference since winning the election, there were dozens of microphones placed in front of his podium, a sign that the world is keen to hear what Ebrahim Raisi has to say. He confirmed he's prepared to recommit to the 2015 nuclear deal, which put limits on Iran's enrichment of uranium in return for relief from crippling economic sanctions. The Trump administration abandoned the pact. Joe Biden wants it restored.
My serious suggestion to the United States is for them to swiftly fulfill their agreements. They must lift all sanctions and with it show that they are truthful.
Asked whether he'd meet the American president if a deal is done, no was his brief response. Western governments don't expect Raisi's election to alter his country's negotiating position, as Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has the final say on major policy, and a deal done before Raisi takes office in August would allow him to blame his more moderate predecessor, Hassan Rouhani, for any concessions made. Dr. Aniseh Van Engeland is an Iranian affairs expert at Britain's Cranfield University.
It could either be that he lets Rouhani carry on with this and then blames him, or he decides to actually take control of it because it's almost a done deal and it would be actually an easy deal to negotiate. He would benefit either way from whichever strategy he adopts.
American and European diplomats expect talks to resume in Vienna imminently. Maria Adebach is a spokesperson for Germany's foreign ministry.
Whether an agreement will be achieved and when is, of course, impossible to say today. But we do think there's a possibility and that it might also, from our point of view, happen fairly quickly.
President-elect Raisi said his first foreign policy priority would be improving relations with Iran's neighbours in the Gulf, including Saudi Arabia, but made it clear any deal with Western powers would not alter Iranian support for militia groups across the Middle East.
Regional matters and missile matters are non-negotiable.
Human rights groups say Raisi was involved in the extrajudicial killing of thousands of political prisoners in 1988 at the end of the Iran-Iraq War.
All the actions that I took during my time in office have always been to defend human rights.
That was the first time he has commented publicly on the matter. Dr. Van Engeland says she was surprised he did.
So many people were killed, and the second generation, the children and the grandchildren of these people, are asking for justice. The fact that Raisi addressed it is interesting because it's out in the public light, but I didn't see any remorse.
Amnesty International is calling for the president-elect to be investigated for crimes against humanity. Ben Lewis, SBS World News.